Governor Ron DeSantis last week lifted many coronavirus restrictions on businesses, allowing them to operate at full capacity. But as Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa reports, some employers continue to balance staying open with employee and customer safety.
The governor's order provides Florida businesses with more freedom, but it doesn't change much for people with health conditions that make COVID-19 more deadly. They're still advised to avoid going out in public. But when they need to venture out for something like a haircut, they have to trust that businesses are keeping them safe. At a Supercuts in Oldsmar, store manager Marissa Sagalos says a monthly visit to the salon is the only outing for some of her clients.
So actually, I have a client tomorrow morning. She's coming with her husband, and her husband has a lot of health problems. So if she feels sick even a little bit, they have a little house in the back of their house, like they're doing social distancing themselves. So they're coming in early so they can avoid everyone else and then leave quickly.
Like other salons, the Supercut chain has safety guidelines. Until the governor's recent order, it required online appointments and closed its lobbies, meaning customers waited outside or in their vehicles. Now, walk-ins are accepted, and you can wait inside for your turn. But employees and clients still must wear a mask, and extra cleaning takes place between appointments. Joanna Patterson owns the Oldsmar Supercuts and 11 other locations in the Tampa Bay area. The salons reopened in May after being ordered closed for about a month.
We're very thankful that we're open for business right now. And so we're just hoping that there won't be another round of closures, because it can be devastating. Because we didn't know how long we were going to be closed. We don't know how long this pandemic was going to last.
Small business owners like Patterson traditionally wear many hats, and the coronavirus pandemic has added a few more. Now, some play the role of public health enforcers, ensuring all customers are wearing masks. If an employee gets sick, they may have to do some contact tracing to determine who else may have been exposed. Some business owners may even require temperature checks at the door, and most have become experts in cleaning products that kill the virus. Beth Melito is an attorney for the National Federation of Independent Business. She says she often hears from nervous bosses, especially when an employee tests positive for COVID-19. She starts by calming them down.
Don't panic. This is not, the end of the world. Don't panic. Because sometimes I hear this panic, like, ah! Do we have to shut down for a week? No.
Melito suggests businesses put a plan in place to notify employees and customers who came in contact with the infected person. She says employers worry about violating health privacy laws like HIPAA. But in general, the law only applies to healthcare providers and the businesses associated with them, not other employers. Still, other laws do protect an employee's health information, so Melito says privacy is key.
Unless you have the employee tested positive permission to share their name, you don't divulge who it was. You don't say it was Beth Melito tested positive. It's, unfortunately, we have had an employee that's tested positive, so we're notifying, everybody who's been in contact.
And then there's always the risk a business could get sued by employees or customers. Kevin Johnson is a labor and employment attorney for Johnson Jackson in Tampa. He says it would be hard to prove where a customer who ventured out into the community came in contact with the coronavirus. As for employees, he says owners are generally protected by the workers' compensation system.
It takes a lot for an employee to break a claim out of that workers' comp system and bring it in a regular court. You pretty much have to show that the employer was almost intentionally trying to injure you, or was operating in the face of a very known risk and was very, very reckless in how they approached it.
Johnson says the best thing employers can do is stay informed, read government recommendations on websites like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The bottom line for Supercuts owner Joanna Patterson is her customers have to feel safe.
The clients have to understand that we are doing everything possible in order to keep them and their family safe.
Otherwise, no matter what the state rules are, customers worried about COVID will take their business elsewhere. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.